Hello, world. Welcome back to the It Depends podcast. My name is Kevin Goldsmith. I'm your host. I am the author of It Depends, Writing on Technology Leadership 2012 to 2022. I haven't really introduced myself properly for a few episodes. I am a CTO. I've been a CTO of companies ranging anywhere from, you know, a dozen people, 20 people, up to 500 people. So I've been a CTO for about the last 8 years. I've also was a VP of engineering at Spotify. I was a director of engineering at Adobe. I was a dev lead and developer at Microsoft for a number of years. I've worked other places too, Silicon Graphics, IBM. So been in lots of different size companies. In the last really 10 years, maybe 12 years of my career, I've been senior executive level technology leadership, primarily in startups, but also in much bigger companies as well. So that's who I am. If you haven't met me, this has been a massive week. I'm speaking to you today on March 16th. The book was released on March 4th. I've been overwhelmed by the response. The book crept into the top 50 in various categories, which to me is amazing, given that it's had like zero promotion, except for this podcast and the newsletter and me tweeting about it and putting it on LinkedIn. I've had a bunch of people reach out, tell me they've read the book, tell me they've enjoyed the book, found it valuable. That's awesome. If you are interested, if you haven't looked at the book, you're about to hear, if you're not unfamiliar with this podcast, I'm serializing the book, specifically the audiobook in this podcast. I'm also serializing it out of order in a newsletter. You can reach both and get now all the links I have for all the various stores. It's available worldwide in local stores and, of course, international stores like Amazon and Barnes & Noble and places like that. Ebook, soft cover, hardcovers only on Amazon. But you can find all those links on itdependsbook1word.net. So that's where you can go to find links to order the book. You can also order it from your local bookstore if you'd prefer. They will get it and have it delivered to the bookstore if you would like to do that. I always give a plug for bookshop.org. I'm getting bonus from that. Where I live, we have a great local bookstore. I like buying books from there. So I like that if I buy an ebook or something like that from bookshop.org, I can specify that my local independent bookstore gets a cut. So I do that. So that's one of the reasons why I always promote it. The audiobook is also available. It is not yet available on Audible. It turns out it takes a very long time to get the book onto Audible, even once it's delivered, but it is showing up in lots of other audiobook stores. So if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify right now, you can just, and you're a premium user, you can just flip over to the audiobook section and listen to the rest of the book. I will give a plug, as always, to ask questions. I'm happy to answer them on the podcast or in the newsletter. You can send questions by emailing contact@itdependsbook, again, one word, .net, and I will answer them. I've had a few questions since the last episode. However, they were highly specific questions to certain places, and so I didn't feel comfortable. I answered them privately. I'm not going to respond to them on the podcast, but I emailed the questioners directly. I am happy to do that too, but I would prefer if you can ask a question that you could either generalize or paraphrase or something so that I get a chance to answer it and maybe answer the same question if other people have it as well. So today's chapter, it's a relatively short chapter. And if you read the newsletter, it was in sort of issue zero of the newsletter because that issue came out on January 2nd of the year. So it was perfect timing for this chapter, which is about creating a personal offsite and talking about a practice I use. It's a relatively short chapter because really what it's advocating for is just taking a day once a year. I actually do it twice a year to just really focus on your growth, what you've learned, what you want to learn over the next whatever period of time. You could do it once a year, you could do it twice a year, you could do it quarterly. I have a practice, and I don't get into detail in the book or in the original article, because it's a very specific practice to me, but I'll describe it here. So I have a practice where every 6 months I take a full day. I have a very structured kind of exercise I do, and where I go through the last 6 months. I look forward to the next 6 months. I have some very specific questions, and it's all structured to make me kind of step back, make me think, give me some time to reflect, but also give me some time to prepare. And it's a very deliberate, another word I use a lot that you hear is deliberate. It's a very deliberate, it's structured because I've found that that helps me and helps my thinking. I've tried sitting down and just thinking about the past, thinking about the future. And while it was valuable, I found this to be more valuable. I would love to share that structured thing with you. I thought about doing it. I will fully admit some of it comes from me, and a lot of it I stole from other places for myself. So that's why I can't give it out, because I have bought things or other people have written and given away, and I've used some of their exercises. So it's kind of an amalgam of a lot of different things. And whenever I see somebody talk about this and they have maybe a new question that I like, I just incorporate it in. So it's been developed, and the last part of my exercise is I look back on the exercise and go, what's working and what's not working? What do I want to change for next time? So it's also continuously evolving, but it's continuously evolving in a way that's specific to me. So giving it to you may be useless. You may hate it. It may not be the right thing for you. So I actually, rather than say, like, here's how you do it and give you my thing, I'd rather you look around and steal from other places. And I actually, in the chapter, you'll hear, I actually give you some specific things, some places where I started. One being this amazing talk that Maria Gutierrez gave at Lead Dev that I watched and was like, wow, that's awesome. That was a big inspiration for me. I talk about the Ink and Volt folks who every year kind of create a bunch of structured exercises to prepare for the next year, and that's all available on their blog. I talk also about Pat Kua's newsletter. Same thing, towards the end of the year tends to favor or share a lot of resources for kind of planning the upcoming year. I talk about this. I want to say again, what works for me is not necessarily going to work for you. It depends on you and what works for you. So rather than me give you a prescriptive way, do this, then do this, then do this, instead what I'm going to advocate for is taking some time once, twice, four times, three times, whatever worked for you. I take a full day, absolutely. I book it in advance, protect it, I block it out so that I can really focus on this day and really just focus on this. I spend the full day doing it. Sometimes, you know, life intrudes and I get interrupted. And so sometimes it carries over into a second day. I really don't like it when that happens, but of course it's going to happen. I have built this structured practice over years. I've been doing this for about 6 or 7 years now. So it's been a long time that I've been doing it. Again, my practice today, totally different than when I started with. It continues to evolve, and I continue to evolve. So even things that might be great aren't needed by me anymore. I've kind of moved those things into my unconscious. They're just what I do now, and so I don't have to focus on them because I just do them. That is the benefit of repeated practice. It helps me isolate areas for myself to work on, areas for myself to focus on, get me better. And another point I'll make, because this is also true, the kind of things you might think about maybe when you're new in a job are going to be very different than the kinds of things you're going to think about when you've been in a job for a couple of years. One reason why I'd advocate doing it more than once a year, stuff changes. Stuff changes during the year. So if you try and plan out a year, you know this as technology people. If you try and plan out a year, most of the time you're wrong 4 months in. Whatever you thought was going to happen has totally changed. That's another reason why I advocate for doing it more often. But there's lots of places that'll give you cool ideas for these, cool prompts, whatever, find them, incorporate them. They work, keep them. They don't work, drop them. I give you some references. At some point, maybe I'll figure out. It's really hard if you do it with this process to remember, is this something I came up with? Is this something somebody else came up with? That's a bit of a challenge. So it's hard for me now to go through my thing and isolate it and say, well, here's the pieces I created, or here's the pieces I took from other places and give appropriate credit. I don't remember anymore. So I'm advocating you do the practice. The specifics of the practice are going to be up to you. I want to put a little bit more context also on this chapter. You'll hear the date, May 2020. One of the things you'll notice, there's a photo here. That's me doing, that was my setup for that practice in January of 2020. January 2020, pre-COVID. When was the article published? May of 2020, COVID. Again, stuff changes during the year. What you thought you were going to be doing in January sometimes is completely obliterated by May. Keep that in mind. So another thing you'll see in this article, in May of 2020, what we thought was going to happen around COVID, we didn't know. So I am even talking about going back to the office in May of 2020, which of course we didn't for years. But, you know, so if it sounds weird, like a lot of things at sort of early COVID times do, that's why. Is because in May 2020, I was fully expecting that we'd be back in the office before fall, like many of us, totally incorrectly. So just a little bit, if you're wondering, if you're hearing it and wondering why, that's why. So here's a chapter. I'll come around on the other side of it and give a little bit more detail. The Personal Strategy Offsite, originally published on May 3rd, 2020. The Whirlwind. In the whirlwind of day-to-day work, it is often hard to carve out time for something that does not have a specific deliverable. Working from home can be even more challenging because of the additional pressures of helping your family. A familiar dictum of strategic thinking is the criticality of taking the time to think and plan. The Personal Strategy Day. Liminal spaces are the transitory spaces between things. In the liminal space between working from home and being back fully in the office environment, you can try something new, a personal strategy day. Block out a day in your calendar as people return to the office. There will be some turbulence then as everyone is transitioning. It is the perfect time to start thinking about what you want to accomplish for yourself and your team before the whirlwind begins again. The Personal Offsite. Companies schedule offsites to get away from the distractions of the office. If you can find a third place, a place that is not your office or your home, where you can focus, that is ideal. If not, book a secluded conference room in your office or find an empty desk far from where you usually sit. If you are still at home, let your family know you are working and need some blocks of focus time. Focus. Don't read your email. Don't take any meetings. Your job on that day is to think and plan. To help me focus, I usually print out supporting materials and work on paper to avoid the lure of notifications and other electronic distractions. Think of this as a gift of time and focus that you are giving yourself. What to consider. Think of the time before the lockdown began. You may have just been starting on your 2020 commitments and deliverables. What was going well then? What were your concerns? Now think through what you've learned about your team, the work, and yourself during the lockdown. What do you want to keep and what do you want to discard as you return to the office? What is it about the industry you are in and the world at large that has changed? What new pitfalls and opportunities are there? Now think ahead to the rest of the year. What new goals should you have for yourself and your team? Take notes. Write things down. You will want to refer to them as you go through the year to revisit or remind yourself of your thinking. Now create a plan. Not too detailed because the world is going to keep changing. Detailed enough, you feel you have something against which to execute. Write that down, also with milestones if possible. Finally, think about the process you just completed. Did it work for you? Would you do it again? If so, what would you change next time? Retrospect and revisit. This process may take anywhere from a couple of hours to an entire day. Don't be too preoccupied with the length of time you spend. You are starting to build a practice of taking time for strategic thinking, so this is more about taking more time than you have before. If you find this valuable, you may want to plan your next strategy day for 6 or 12 months from now. Again, block it out in the calendar early and protect that time. You may also find that scheduling smaller blocks of time, weekly or monthly, is suitable for revisiting your plan, tracking progress, and adjusting. These blocks of time are strategic thinking too. Conclusion. Building a structured approach like a personal strategy day may help you create a practice if you struggle to keep time for strategy. Using the liminal times, like transitioning from lockdown back to whatever comes after, is an opportunity to block and protect time. The liminal times are also crucial for strategy because your past assumptions are likely no longer correct, and there may be some opportunities or challenges that weren't visible before. Some resources. I've spent the last several years building a structured personal strategy process for myself. So many people have inspired my practice. Their suggestions may inspire you as well. When I worked at Microsoft, I always remembered the lead up to Bill Gates' Think Weeks and the output from them. It was an amazing practice. There's a talk from Maria Gutierrez at the Lead Dev Conference that was a massive help in my strategic thinking. The planners from Inc. and Volt Team helped me build some structure around my strategy and plan regular times to revisit and update it. Kate Matsudera provides useful structured planning and strategic thinking documents in her newsletter and on the Inc. and Volt blog. In Pat Kua's Level Up newsletter, the issues near the end and the start of the year included many planning and strategy resources. So that was the personal strategy offsite. It ends a little abruptly. It's fine in print. Looks weird or sounds weird on a podcast. Sorry about that. Works fine in the audiobook. Again, audiobook now is continuing to roll out to different stores. Wherever you get your audiobooks, it will be on Audible soon. It just takes them a while to add new content, longer than one might expect. But excited, obviously, a lot of people use that, and it will be there soon, hopefully. I'm going to point you once again to at itdependsbook.net. It's a great place to go. It's got links to everything. I think at the beginning, I talked about international bookstores, and I mentioned Amazon, which is international, but it's also available on Bocas and local. I'm finding it popping up on kind of national or regional bookstore websites all over the world. I've linked to as many as I could find off the itdependsbook.net website. Similarly, it will roll out to audiobooks. The audiobook is only in English. I'm sorry if English is not your preferred language. It's the only one I speak, and I haven't gotten around to doing translations. Maybe eventually that'll happen. But for now, it's just me. I also want to shout out to two other podcasts that I've been on recently. One is the CTO podcast. It's Etienne de Bruin of 7CTOs. I'll link to it in the show notes. We've talked a few times on his podcast. Hilarious guy. I really like talking to him. It's a lot of fun. A really good conversation. Highly recommend. If you made it to this point in the podcast, you at least like hearing me talk about stuff. That was a good conversation. He's also extremely knowledgeable. A good person to learn from. The other podcast I was on recently, the Jason Kavnis Experience. Very different. Extremely wide-ranging. We talked for 3.5 hours, which is his thing. He likes to go super long. So obviously, we covered lots and lots of different topics. We talked about photography, talked about music, talked about, obviously, leadership and management, talked about the book. If you really like hearing me talk, helps you go to sleep, whatever, that's a good place to check out. And again, it was I also very much like Jason. I've known him for a while. That was a great experience as well. So also recommend that. I will link to that in the show notes as well. Thanks so much for your time. If you are new to the podcast, I think one of the things that's been great is seeing the number of downloads go up every episode. So if you're new to the podcast, you haven't heard the previous episodes, go ahead and grab them. If you're new to the podcast, you haven't heard the previous episodes, go and grab them. Those don't go away. You can also subscribe to the newsletter. There's different content in the newsletter and in the podcast, and those alternate weeks. So next week will be a newsletter. The next podcast will be in 2 weeks. They cover different material. So both are valuable. If you like the things I'm sharing, please subscribe to both. And if you haven't had a chance to go check out the book, please do. If this podcast is valuable, please rate it. Please share it with your friends. Please recommend it, heart it, whatever your podcast player lets you do. Send a signal. Please get the word out. Same thing with the newsletter. Find it valuable, email it to a friend. Maybe if they like it, they can subscribe. It's all free, no ads. Gonna stay that way forever. See you on this podcast in 2 weeks. I'll see you next week in the newsletter. Thanks so much for listening. Please, again, subscribe, rate, share episodes of this podcast on your favorite podcast app. Thanks again. I'll see you soon. Thanks to Answer Staple for the music in this podcast. This podcast is a production of Unit Circle Media.